And good Wednesday morning. It is business of the week time, and that can only mean that Larry's Pharmacy is the topic of the day. The lovely Carlene and Lindsay are here amongst us once again, and we are going to talk about something today that, other than those annoying commercials on TV, I don't know anything about it. Medicare Part D. I've heard my mom mention it once or twice, and when she does, she's usually disgusted. So she doesn't know much about it either. But Lindsay assures me Carlene is an expert. Carlene, tell us all about Medicare Part D.
Okay. Medicare Part D deals mostly with people who are 65 and older. And this time of year, it's very important to be aware of what's going on with your Medicare Part D, because we have what's called open enrollment coming up here very soon. Open enrollment starts October 15th, and it runs for 6 weeks through December 7th. And this is a time when people who have Medicare Part D can take a look at their plan and compare it with other plans. Plans each year change greatly as far as coverage goes and price goes. And this is a time when maybe you're okay with the plan that you have, maybe you don't like the plan that you have. No matter what, you should be looking at all the plans and comparing them to the plan that you have right now, because of all the changes that take place each year. And these insurance companies can change without notifying you. So this is a chance to kind of look at your list of meds and see how they cover your meds each year during this open enrollment period. And we here at Larry's Pharmacy will help you with this process. We will sit down with you, look at your medications, and compare them to the new plans that are coming out October 15th. I have a pharmacist on duty at this time all the time, and if there's a certain drug that they don't accept or will not cover, we can ask the pharmacist what would be a good substitute for that drug, and then we can go to your doctor and say, hey, your insurance company will not cover this coming year. Can we change it to something else?
Wow.
So the pharmacist plays a big role in these plans, and it's nice to have her right next to me or within a few feet to help us out as far as substitution goes with the medication, since I'm not a pharmacist.
And not to interrupt you, but I have heard other people say this, but this literally changes every year.
Every year it changes.
So, I mean, you can think you're covered, go to pick your script up, and be handed a bill that you're not expecting.
Yes.
And some of them are way into the not expecting.
Yes, right.
So, I mean, it's good just to stop by and say, hey, what's going to change?
That's right.
Do I need to worry about this?
And we can look at all the plans that are available to this area. And I have a list of their medications if they're mm-hmm. customers of ours. Mm-hmm. And we can insert those medications and see what they actually pay and
really
what your copay will be even.
I'll be darned.
In the next year.
And you guys go, you work with the doctor?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we don't have to worry about any of that?
Nope.
That is really amazing.
And I can sign you up for a new plan at the time you're in the pharmacy. And we can do it all at one stop if you want. If you want to take the information home with you and discuss it with another person mm-hmm. and decide and come back, you can do that also.
Now, I have heard people say, well, I don't think I qualify, so I'm not even going to look into that. Now, I'm assuming it doesn't hurt to come by and say, hey, Carlene, can you take a look and see if I'm even eligible for this?
Yes.
And you can help out with that, too?
I can help you out with that, too.
Wow.
Sometimes people qualify for what's called the Medicare Advantage plans.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that on television.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are restrictions there.
Okay.
So we can help you with that also.
Wow.
We can pretty well set you up with almost anything like that as far as Medicare Part D goes.
Okay. So, again, no excuse to not be at Larry's Pharmacy. Have I made this clear?
You want to get the plan that fits best for your medications.
Mm-hmm.
And we know your medications. The pharmacist knows which ones will be covered and won't be covered as far as what can be substituted. So It's a best place to have your meds evaluated with plans is in a pharmacy.
Oh, definitely. Because when you call these 800 numbers,
yes,
you're talking to somebody with a script on the screen. They don't know what you're taking.
Yeah. And they have no idea what you're taking.
All they know is they want your credit card number before the phone call is over. That's all they're interested
in. That's right.
But you can stop by Larry's, and not only do you have the pharmacist there to discuss the meds with you, but Carlene can talk to you about the different types of coverage. And you said you even sign people up?
Yes, we can sign them right up online there. Yes.
All right, folks. I can't think of a nice way to say this. Even lazy people have a place to go now. Carlene's going to do all the work for you. Now, there are, and I know from my mom, but there are tons of different little tiny nuances to all these programs. And you can screw it up and mess up the whole thing if you're not careful.
Right.
If you answer one little question wrong, they're going to say, well, you can't have that coverage.
And,
you know. So, and how long would it take if somebody came in and said, hey, Carlene, I'm not sure if I'm even eligible, but what can we do?
About 15, 20 minutes at the most.
To save all that money.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I can free up that time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely free up that time.
And also, maybe you are just entering the Medicare Part D age group. We can do this during the year, too. Like if you have a birthday that's in January, okay, I can sign you up and get you into your Medicare Part D plan come January or May, whatever your birthday is, and when you turn 65.
It's automatically there.
Yeah.
It saves you all that waiting time.
Yes.
I'll be darned. Now, I know for a fact that if you do this yourself and sign up and everything, you can wait quite a while just waiting for approval. Because it's not the fastest process in the world. Mm-hmm. It's government, folks, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Right. They have to sign up for Medicare. They have to sign up for Part A and Part B.
Right.
And then we do the Part D with them.
Right.
So.
And they have to sit and wait on A and B,
yes.
Which can be, you know. So if you know your age is coming up, it's not going to hurt you.
And I would start, if you're going to be turning 65, I would start about 9 months ahead of time to get your Medicare card. For the A and the B part.
And again, we'll remind you the reason we're saying that, folks, it's government. So as politely as possible, let's just say they are not in a hurry. The government figures you'll be there when they get there. So. But you can go in, stop in, and I would imagine from talking to you and seeing how dedicated you are, you're pretty available all the time, I'd imagine.
Pretty well, yes.
I can see it in you.
Yeah, and especially during open enrollment, I am there all the time.
Yeah.
Because people are coming in to want to evaluate their plans.
Wow. Well, when I turn 65, I will come and see you. Because I know you'll still be working there. Because you like it too much to go anywhere. Of course, by the time I'm 65, Lindsay will be, 24?
Oh, no. No.
Because she keeps saying, I don't remember that.
I'm older than you think I am,
makes me feel old. So, folks, your Medicare Part D coverage, you can get not only the information and the education, but Carlene will do the work for you. And they will work with your doctor. Lindsay will work with your doctor. Lindsay will even explain to you why they're doing what they're doing with the medications.
Yep.
Because, you know, and I know this from my own insurance. I have a big private insurance company that is difficult sometimes. But, you know, you get to the counter and there is sticker shock at a pharmacy. Oh, my dear Lord, there can be sticker shock.
Oh, definitely. And with, you know, Medicare Part D, there are so many underlying costs that, you know, people don't really realize. I mean, you know, you talk about your deductible and you talk about your premium and then you have your co-pays. And, you know, so it's just nice to have somebody sit down and explain all
of
those.
Or just something that all of a sudden is no longer covered.
Correct.
As Carlene said, they're changing this constantly.
And, you know, day to day, one day that something will be covered, the next day it's not.
I take one of my diabetic drugs. A couple of years ago, I got to the pharmacy window, chain store, and told me what the total, it was $836 for 30 pills. Mm-hmm. And I said, excuse me, but I have been at a zero copay. Oh, well, we no longer accept that. Well, thank you for notifying me. I really appreciate that, you know. So then I had to wait for it to be transferred, had to wait for the insurance company to be notified. Yep. And again, I had a situation where I could just come into a Carlene somewhere, I would have known about all this. Mm-hmm. So instead, I had to wait about a week and a half, 2 weeks for a diabetic med. Mm-hmm. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
But if I had been at a Larry's Pharmacy, wouldn't have had that issue. Mm-hmm. Folks, there's just no excuse. None. And the more I talk to these ladies, the more I think, why are you not going to Larry's Pharmacy? And again, not just all of the conveniences and knowledge we've talked about, but if you live anywhere near Humboldt, it's a 3-minute drive from pretty much anywhere, as opposed to driving 20 minutes to sit in line for an hour at a chain store and be told, oh, I'm sorry, that's not ready yet. Mm-hmm. Because we've all done that. Yes. Or you go into the big chain store and give them your prescription, and they say, on a Monday, they say, okay, this should be ready Wednesday afternoon. And what are you, manufacturing it? I mean, are you making these in the back now? Or waiting for the mold to grow. That's what you're doing. I got you. And as Carlene pointed out, speaking of waiting, I'm trying to get everything in as much as I can, but if they don't have it, Carlene says usually next day.
That's correct.
There you go. Yep,
that's right. We order every night. I have to have my order in at 7 o'clock sharp.
Wow.
And we get it 10:30, 11 o'clock the next day, most days.
And while you're waiting, you can get your Medicare Part D information.
That's correct.
You can get registered. You can get your vaccination with Lindsay. If you just had a lunch counter. I hope Joe doesn't hear me saying that next door. I hope he doesn't.
Just say you could just go next door.
Well, if you cut a hole, see, we can we can just serve right back and forth. I can be at Joe's counter and yell over and say, "Hey, Lindsay, I'm here for my meds."
He may go for that.
He might. Yeah. You never know. Teach Joe how to sell the stuff at the pharmacy. Yeah. That way you can go home at 6 o'clock. That's right. Yeah. I trust Joe with that.
Yeah.
All right, folks. It's Larry's Pharmacy, 1310 10th Avenue North. We're having a lot of fun, but this is a part of life. You know, I don't know anybody that doesn't take some type of medication, even if it is over-the-counter. But this is a part of life that everybody should be knowledgeable on. And even, I know people that have learned this the hard way, even over-the-counter meds, you need to talk to a pharmacist at times.
Correct.
Because not every over-the-counter med is for every person.
Yes.
I, for instance, don't do the ibuprofen and the acetaminophen because of the liver. I don't do it. And learned that. I've got some liver issues because of medications I took in the past. So had a Larry's Pharmacy been there for me to chat with, maybe I wouldn't be having that issue now. I love naproxen sodium, but now I'm reading, we have problems with naproxen sodium too.
Yep.
So, I don't know. If I had Larry's Pharmacy.
And that's another thing too, with some of the over-the-counter products, they might interfere with the prescriptions.
Yes.
So that's why a pharmacist has to be there.
And simple stuff like I love grapefruit juice. And I'm told there is potential in some instances of great illness.
Yep. It can interact with some medications.
Nobody told me this. I love it. Used to drink grapefruit juice all day long. Mm-hmm. It's just healthy until you take your meds.
Yep.
Nobody told me. Now, I did read where in the majority of the time, if you wait like 4 hours in between the two. Yeah. But one of my, excuse us, folks, we're going to get technical a minute. One of my statin meds, I read, do not. Just don't.
Yep, that's a very common one that you just want to watch.
Yeah.
So.
And when I found that out, I said, well, gosh, I got to choose between the statin med and my grapefruit juice. Yeah. You know, what do I do? The travails. I'm so glad that, we got you guys in, because this is a subject that does interest me. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we can laugh and have a good time, but everybody at some point in life needs a pharmacy.
Yes.
And you know, you can't avoid it. You just can't. Especially these days.
No.
Because there's so much out there to worry about. Mm-hmm. So not only purchase-wise should you be at Larry's Pharmacy, but folks, educate yourselves. Yep. And if you just have a random question, I'm sure Carlene or Lindsay will be happy to just answer a question. All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Got two more days left with Carlene and Lindsay. Larry's Pharmacy, 1310 10th Avenue North. Carlene, what is that magic phone number one more time?
It is 515-332-1627.
Very good. I just want to make sure you still remembered it. Folks, we'll see you in the morning, and I'll be back right after this.